Many speakers would improve their presentation if they only inserted tactical pauses throughout the presentation. The ability to pause might be one of the most powerful and important techniques that speakers need to learn. Welcome to Your Intended Message, the perfect place for leaders and promising professionals who want to convey the intended message for greater success. Every week, we interview experts who address the challenges and best practices to deliver your message effectively. That might be one-to-one, one-to-few, or one-to-many. And perhaps the most important conversation, one-to-self. I'm your host, George Torok. Hello, George Torok here. A solo show today. The message is about pausing. The pause is a powerful tool that too many speakers don't make full use of. And today you'll hear 10 examples and reasons to use the pause. The old cliche is silence is golden. There are times when you might appreciate some silence in your life. On the other hand, when you're speaking before an audience, you might find silence uncomfortable and maybe even anxious, makes you feel anxious. When you're speaking to the audience, you might even consider silence the enemy or the sign of a bad presentation. Imagine that you get lost in your thoughts and stop speaking. You go silent in anguish while trying to recover and start speaking again. You might even feel that any noise is preferable to silence. That's when the ums and ahs escape your lips. Don't panic. Consider the positive benefits of pauses in your presentation. Even an unplanned pause can be perceived positively by the audience. Many speakers would improve their presentation if they only inserted tactical pauses throughout the presentation. The ability to pause might be one of the most powerful and important techniques that speakers need to learn. It might sound simple, but like many simple lessons, it's not easy. It can be extremely difficult. The reality is that silence could be your most powerful communication tool. Maybe you're not convinced. That's understandable. Well, consider these 10 examples and reasons to pause during your presentation. 1, to demonstrate confidence. It requires a tremendous level of confidence to purposely pause during your presentation. When you're at the front of the room, the audience expects you to speak. You might feel an obligation to speak continuously. Yet when you can break free of that imagined need to speak by inserting a pause, they will admire your composure and confidence. Remember, when you pause, be sure to look calm and smile. Pausing and looking anxious tells them there's something wrong. Pausing and smile means everything's okay. 2, grab attention. A pause is an effective way to grab attention. There are 2 ways you might use this technique. After you are introduced, walk on stage, say nothing. Simply reach the point where you will speak and stand there for 3 to 5 seconds and wait for the full attention of your audience. It's a powerful opening technique. And depending on the audience, the size, and the makeup, you might need to pause longer than 5 seconds, which you will find extremely uncomfortable to do. Yet it is worthwhile mastering this technique, pausing at the beginning of the presentation. At another point in your presentation, you might be delivering a story or about to provide important information. That's, again, when you pause to grab attention. It's the contrast that sets off the information. 3, build anticipation. Anticipation magnifies the value and memorability of your message. Notice the anticipation at the Oscars when they say, "May I have the envelope, please?" That phrase is also followed by the pause, because it's the pause that allows the anticipation to build. Imagine that phrase without the pause. It would be boring. 4, add drama. Drama attracts attention, engages the audience, and enhances memorability. The two key elements are emphasis and contrast. Emphasis draws attention to the subject. Contrast reveals drastic differences. Curiously, the pause contributes to both emphasis and contrast. Notice the drama that the pauses add in Hamlet's soliloquy, to be or not to be. It adds drama. 5. Allow time to think. You as the speaker. There's no point in offering your audience powerful insights unless they have time to internalize it. When you state a significant point or present a challenging question, allow them time to think about it. Pause so the audience can ponder your wisdom. If your statement was especially insightful, you'd be wasting the point if you didn't give them the time to digest the thought. 6. Allow time to laugh. This is like the previous point. When you say something funny, you probably want the audience to laugh because it was funny and they want to laugh. However, they need time to process your words, recognize the humor, and then respond with laughter. They need time for that. Every successful comedian knows about the importance of waiting for the laugh. It takes time, takes longer than you expect. The comedian, maybe you remember the comedian George Burns, he had a habit of holding a cigar in his mouth, an unlit cigar, and he admits that he would deliver his line, his funny line, and then he'd shove the cigar in his mouth to force himself to shut up and wait for the laugh. If you don't give him enough time, you killed the laugh and wasted your humor. 7. The pause gains time for you to think before you respond. When answering questions from the audience, there are at least two reasons to pause. The first reason is that it provides you more time to think about and compose your answer. This is especially important when you are facing a tough or ambiguous question. The second reason is that pauses build anticipation and hence enhance the value of your answer. If you answer the question too quickly, it demeans both the question and the answer. 8. Put more focus on your words. When you want to emphasize a phrase, pause before and after the phrase. That focuses attention on the key phrase because of the combination of drama, anticipation, and contrast. That's the equivalent of putting those words in quotes. 9. Help you eliminate filler words. You know, like, so, whatever. All filler words that add no value and when repeatedly uttered will annoy your listeners. When people are annoyed, they don't believe you and they soon stop listening. If you use filler words, it usually means that you are thinking and uncomfortable with the silence and you make those noises. The secret to eliminating the filler words is to substitute a pause for the noise, and that takes practice. That might sound simple, it's not easy. Practice and get it right. The resulting pauses will convey the semblance that you are confident. And 10, to recapture attention. It's almost impossible to hold the attention of the audience throughout your presentation. You need to recapture their attention. Pausing is an effective way to do that. Simply look at the audience with a calm smile and say nothing for as long as it takes. This could be several seconds and will feel like eons to you, and then you recapture their attention and move on. So there's 10 reasons to use the pause. Oh, wait. Here's a bonus point, to invite interaction. When you want the audience to speak, You must allow them that silence to think and respond. They need time to think and to respond. When you want a response, ask the question and then stand there and wait in silence for the first answer. And you might have to wait longer than you expect. However, it's a powerful way to get them. Eventually, someone from the audience will speak. So there you have 10 plus one bonus point reasons to make more effective use of the pausing in your presentation. Pausing while you're standing before the audience can feel horrible to you, yet it could be one of the most powerful presentation techniques that you will master. If you're looking for weekly presentation tips, make sure you sign up at TorokTips.com. And if it's time you're ready to transform the presentation skills of your team, then call me so we can put together and arrange the best presentation training for your team. If you like what you heard, remember to like, comment, and share this podcast. Come back every week for more practical insights to help you deliver your intended message. I'm your host, George Torok.